Greetings, sir. It's a pleasure.
My name is Jim Livingston.
Okay.
And I'm from Jamaica, like yourself.
Yes.
And I've been following your history for quite a while. I'm doing the history of the Maroons, and one of the proponents of that is Marcus Garvey, of which you are one of the great teachers of Marcus Garvey's philosophy. So, it's a pleasure speaking to you, and I would just like you to tell me what's been happening in your life. And my audience is listening, and they are waiting to hear from you.
Well, there's a lot of good things been happening, you know, within and around my life and my lifestyle of living, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For I'm a musician, and music is what I play, you know, and music is what I present to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past year, you know, Jah work is just going within the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that it was going within the right direction from start to where we reached.
Yes.
But sometime along the way, you know, things grow more than how it usually be before.
Yes.
So everything seems to looking good so far, you know, with what I do, which is music. Everything looking to so far also by giving thanks and praise to the Most High God, Jah Rastafari.
Yes.
Who give us health and strength and energy, so therefore we could be here working for the people.
And can you tell me how your tour is going?
Well, the tour is going good. Well, the tour gets started yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Our first show was in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
At the African Street Festival.
Uh-huh.
And the tour also is in honor of Marcus Messiah Garvey.
Yes. I hear that you will be doing 90 concerts, and I was just wondering where that will be taking you. I know you'll be coming to Canada on Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to be in Canada. We're going to be like in East Coast and West Coast. We're going to be all over. All over we're going to be. West Coast, East Coast. East Coast, West Coast. Canada in, Canada out, Canada in again.
Yes.
We're going to be all over doing this. You know, tour in honor of Marcus Messiah Garvey.
Yes. I should let you know that the station here did a 7-hour program on him in November 13, and it was amazing. And so you've got a lot of students here now as a result of that program. So, and I've got a surprise for you when you get to Toronto. So I'm hoping to meet you there in person and have a person-to-person talk with you there too. So you can just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to wish you all the best for your tour. And I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. And could you just tell, I've been reading a little bit of your bio, but could you just give me a bit of your future philosophy of where you're taking the music?
Music, we're taking the music to places where in the music never been before, and also places where we've been before. And we're taking the music to the people because I think that the music is intelligent, the music is clean, music dealing with a lot of constructive things, a lot of morals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, music talking about discipline and respect on all levels. So this music taking way in all different directions, at different levels, in different areas and different places.
That someone out there is teaching the philosophy that there's still a lot of good things in the world and we need to spread it around. I'm paraphrasing the passage here, but I think it is getting...
Of course, there's so many good things, you know, is within the world, you know, wherein a lot of people don't take time out to see some of these good things and to enjoy some of these good things, to share some of these good things, to become part of some of these good things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of good things out there.
Mm-hmm. And I think we need more people like you around, you know, to spread the gospel, you know, and if I can use that term. And I know religion has created a lot of problems, so I love to say spirituality, not religion, because so many bad things have been done in the name of religion.
Of course. You know, you have so many different religions and so many bad things really done within the name of a lot of different religion. You see, today religion is like nothing, in a sense, no disrespect. But many people use religion and get away with a lot of wrong things, you know, by saying this from this religion or that religion. You know, but consciousness and spirituality within your own way is the key.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It was with the Bible and the gun that they captured us from Africa, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's divide and conquer. And so we have got to try to bring it back together.
We got to. So therefore, anything we believe in, we have to stand up for what we believe in and do what we have to do and do it together.
Mm-hmm. And as culture said, we got to stand up for our rights.
Of course, you got to stand up for your rights. But when you stand up for the right, you know, it's a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
If you stand for the wrong, it's a big excitement.
Exactly.
So I'd rather to stand up for the right more than stand up for the wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, I know you've got a very busy schedule and I don't want to keep you too long on the phone.
Okay.
But as I said, I look forward to seeing you in Toronto on Sunday. And it's been a pleasure speaking to you. And God bless you and Jah be with you until we meet.
Okay, the same to you and the same to all the people who've been listening to the Burning Spear music. Reggae music of all from that time until this time. Jah guide and keep them all. One love, people, Burning Spear, says of peace.
Yes, and this, if I didn't tell you before, this station is a university station, CFRU, in Guelph, Ontario, Canada, which is about 60 miles from where you'll be coming in Toronto. So I'm going to try and bring as much people down there as I can on Sunday to see you, because we need to spread the gospel a bit more.
Okay.
Okay, so God bless. Good night.
Peace.
Peace be with you too.
Well, as you can hear, you've been listening to Burning Spear calling from New York. You'll be in Toronto on Sunday performing at RPM. So as much as you can make it down there, please try and make it, because he's amazing. Okay?